Greetings, 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 greetings in the name of Jesus. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Greetings in the name of Jesus. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you for being on the call tonight. Praise God. Before we go into prayer, I just want to invite the Holy Spirit in this place. So let's go before the Father right now, and let's just invite him in. Father, we cover ourselves with your blood. Father, we ask you to forgive us from all sins and unrighteousness. By us doing this, Father, we are able to come through your throne room and we can seek your mercies in the time of need. Though the water may be rough and the enemy thinks their fire is burning, we do know, Father God, that when your fire, Father God, burns, every onslaught of the enemy have to bow. Tonight we come and we hide ourselves behind the cross. And I let you now come forth, Holy Father, by your spirit, that you may be able to null and void everything that the enemy has planned this day or the days after, wherever time he has it planned for us. Just like you did in the Garden of Eden, when you pronounced that day that the woman was going to come forth that day, she was going to bring forth something that was going to bruise the enemy's heel that day. Father God, you know all things. You see all things. You hear all things. You declare all things. Before the foundation of the earth, it was already in existence that we were supposed to be in this earth in such a time as this. So as we come to you tonight, Lord, we come and we bow and we place our hands into your hands. Heavenly Father, by your spirit, minister through me tonight that I may be able to minister to your people. Let everything the ayamatiti. First of all, if I pray in the spirit, and if there's no interpretation, I am building my spirit man with the Father. Because you see, he is a spirit, and we worship him in spirit and in truth. Our Father God is a spirit, just like we are a spirit. We are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in a body. So my spirit man dwell in my body. And the soul is the intellect, the mind, the reasoning. That's where the soul realm comes in. So tonight, we do not want to have soul knowledge or head knowledge. We want to hear from you, Holy Spirit, because you are Abba, Inimi, Yamakoto. You know all things. So I now hide myself behind the cross. Holy Father, come forth by your spirit. Minister through us tonight. Every single one of us tonight. Minister through us that we may be able to be here, see, and know what you, Holy Spirit, by the Father, have for us. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. 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 Amen and amen. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Tonight I'm gonna pray in the spirit. And if you have your prayer language, pray in the spirit also. If you don't have your prayer language, tonight you can ask God for that. Tonight you could ask God for your prayer language. That doesn't necessarily mean that you can't pray in English. Okay. You could unmute your line. Now, if you unmute your line, you have to be very careful. And when I say be very careful, I mean you can't be moving around with your pots and pans and talking to say anybody else. Or if you're going to be doing that, it's best to keep it on mute. I will not say my heart is heavy because it's really not heavy, but I'm feeling the heaviness of your heart. And because of that, I'm listening to the Holy Spirit, which I always do. But tonight, I want to zone in and tap into the spirit realm. And when I say tap into the spirit realm, what I'm saying, what I meant is I do want to hear from the Holy Spirit. Amen. So my instructions from the Spirit of God today was praying the Spirit, and I told Sonia, and I told her to interact with who's online tonight. I'm going to read Romans 8, verse 26. I'm going to read Romans 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit help us our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought. but the Spirit Himself making intercession. That means the Spirit Himself is like a go-between for you, to you, for you and the Father. He is interceding with groaning. Sometimes in the Spirit, you groan like a person who's having a baby. That is in a different part of the different teaching. But those are some of the things that you do sometimes when you're in the Spirit. Words that cannot be uttered out of your mouth, that you don't have the interpretation for. 1 Corinthians 12 talk about speaking in the Spirit, the interpretation of Spirit, the interpretation of tongues, I might say. So tonight, we're not going to be here interpreting. If I'm praying in the Spirit, and if there's an interpretation that comes up, Sonia, I mean, if you feel in the Spirit, or anybody who knows how to interpret while I am praying, you could put it in a comment. Amen. And see if it resonated with our spirit, man. And then Ephesians 6:18, it talks about the different types of prayer. Verses 18 says, praying always with a prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching. So if you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, focus your attention on Jesus. See yourself sitting at his feet and he actually laying his hand in your head or on your forehead, getting close to him. Yes. But if you know how to speak in the Spirit, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. And if you don't know, close your eyes. Block out everything else around you and make that connection with him. Hallelujah. Then another scripture that I'm going to look over is Jude 1, 20 to 21. Chalabosi. Moramakola babaseke. So Jude 1, 20 to 21. Jude only have one. Okay. Keep yourself. Now let's go to 20. But you, beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith. So now that we're praying, we're believing what we're praying for is going to come to pass, or better yet, is already past. We just have to see it in the Spirit. Praying in the Holy Ghost. And as I said, if you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, meditate upon the Father. Meditate upon him. Keep yourself in the love of God, looking for mercy for our Lord Jesus Christ unto everlasting. It makes sense. It makes sense. It makes a whole lot of sense. Communicate with him. Pray in the Spirit. Don't know how to pray in the Spirit? See yourself. See yourself with him. Sharamo kurebasata. Shekula babara baboka. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We lift you up, Lord God Almighty. And we place you at the feet of your children, Lord God. Where they can come and they can come and they can bow down before you now, O Holy Father. See, I just pray in the Spirit, and the Father God just gave me the interpretation. Shorama Koriye Banda Shekusikata. He is the Lord your God that heals you tonight. He is the Lord your God that opened up the doors for you tonight. He is your revivalist tonight. Shonomate Kororimango Sereba. He is your Father God. And he dwells in the high. And even though things may not seem right, he said, I got you. I got you from the foundation of the earth before you were even born. Semikola Masiki, I got you. Open up your hands and see that I am in your hands. Your hand in mine and my hand in yours. Shokora Mamakote. Shakora Baba Babu. I haven't forgotten you. No, I'm not. Why do you think so? Is it because of the things that you've been through and going through? No. This is when you're supposed to rejoice. This is when you're supposed to give thanks. This is when you're supposed to open up the windows of heaven and say, Lord God, I trust you. Lord God, I trust you. Shama kokini makana mohe. Lord God, I believe in you. Lord God, you are my father. You are my dad. I come to you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Shania, in the comment, list the scriptures that I gave. Romans 8:26, Ephesians 6:18, Jude 1:20-21. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father, I give you praise. Kelama sando Koramande Shikose Malatona Namasanda. Rama Shekilatanda. Oh Malamayende Oma in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, oh Ramakaye, Seramakolabaye. I'm not seeing it in my Sonia. I see where you're putting it up, but I'm not seeing it on my screen. But that's okay. I'm glad you have it up because I'm not seeing it. Everybody's seeing there? Everybody's seen what Sonia put up? Kila Boshande, Koramayindema, Koramande Oh, Ramakiri Basande, Kora Masande Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Rama, thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Glory to God. There's something with my screen. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not going to worry about that. Father God, I give you praise and I give you worship. Son, I just keep putting this stuff up. I'm not seeing it on my hand, but you just keep interacting and doing what you're doing. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I praise you. Lord, I worship and I give you praise. I worship and I give you praise. I worship and I give you praise, Almighty God. I worship and I give you praise, Almighty God. Oh, I worship and I give you praise. 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 I don't know what's going on with my computer. Mama mi ma kora la basande. Oh, ama kanda. Salama shandiri. Kenneth? Kenneth? Can you come here a minute? There's something about my computer. Come here a minute. Come here 1 second. Salama oh, ama kanda. Jesus, 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 my God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. Well, look at it, please. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The name, the name, the name, the name. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Thanks. Glory to God. Glory to God. This is what it's in there. It doesn't. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maya me koreba Maramango Shondo. Oh, in the name of Jesus, 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 just keep pressing in, keep praying in the spirit, Abalo Kosha, Remango Koramande. Yes, Lord God, remove every stumbling block, remove every, yes, Lord, Father God, I come into the heavens, God. Now I come into the heavens, God. Now move the enemy's fire, God. I move the enemy's fire out of their way, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm on every street, Lord. Every street, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I'm walking up and down the street, Lord. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come on those streets, God. Let the fire, you people call out your street names. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come on that street. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit come into the home. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go into the car. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go on the job. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go on their finances. Let the fire of the Holy Spirit go into their anywhere, any location that needs to be touched. Bind up every situation, bind up every poverty, bind up every lack. Shakoreba, remangolaba, sedidibato, shingolaba, ringi baso kola be, ene malo konda ba. In the mighty name of Jesus, warrior, warrior, come forth, come forth. War in the spirit, war in the spirit, war, 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 war. Sende kalada labu soto liaba, reme kilende liabaso toleva konale nama. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks and praise. Father, we give you worship. Father, we give you praise. We give you worship. We give you praise. We give you worship. Praise, worship, praise, worship. Let everything that have breath praise the name of the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise his holy name. Let everything that have breath. Let everything. Father, we worship and we praise her. Father, we worship and we praise her. Yes, the mouth of the tiger, the mouth of the lion. Yes, every demonic source, if it's not of God, we bind it and we tear it down now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against every ancestral spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, as we do war tonight, the war, the enemy's war, will not come and touch us. We will take it in the spirit. Malokoshisi masato laba. Reme koshande lebeke lebato kobane lobo siti. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We set ourselves up in position of greatness, in position of power. In the mighty name of Jesus, the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord bring peace forevermore. The joy of the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord. We speak faith. We speak peace. We speak peace. We speak peace. There's no weapon that is formed shall prosper. Every tongue that raised up shall be condemned. Yes, Lord, we use the sport. Yes, I come into the spirit right now, Lord, and I use that sword, and we knock down everything of the enemy. We knock down sicknesses. We knock down defeat. We knock down lying. We break and bind deception. We break and bind hurt. We break and we bind every generational curse is like a fungus. We break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. We drive it out to the four corners of the earth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we break and we bind lust, break and we bind it. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against every spirit that's not of you, God. We break it and we bind it. Shena, Nikinabosa. We plead the blood, on every doorpost. Every doorpost, call out your house number. Every single doorpost, we call it out now tonight. And we said the enemy has no place in our home. The enemy has no place in our family. The enemy have no place in our marriages. The enemy have no place. You foul demonic spirit of incest, we drive you back to the pit of hell where you come from. You generational curse of divorce, we break it and we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus. You generational curse of sexual incest, all kind of sexual nastiness, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of deception, every overeating spirit, we break it and we bind it in the name of Jesus. Remese, cotande le bandolo, yete le bote, kelande, kisiti, la kanda, la basa. Galatians 5, wokoraba, the romande. Oh, glory to God. It's like I'm in this fire. It's fire. And it's not the fire of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to the fire of the enemy. Going to the fire of the enemy with the fire of the Holy Spirit. That's a difference. Oh, Ramaka, take it, Sanda. Oh, Ramakandele, oh, Rabashengere, idol worshippers, Yekendele, we come against idolatry and witchcraft and hatred, immolations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envy, murderers, drunkenness. And I found out that a drunkard and a glutton is in the same category. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and anything such like, we break and we bind the spirit of debt. We break and we come against poverty. Kunama. Remango shokori da basende kilata. Shimoshe mekita laba. Sharamande keshande. Yesere de kanda. Bind the spirit of witchcraft. Kolabase. Iremosheke. Generational curse of witchcraft. Inamaste kolaba. They are bound. They are break. Bagama. Break it in the spirit. 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 Every spirit that's not of God, we come against that and we said it's foul and we break it. We speak the blood of Jesus. Every spirit that's not of God, we break it and we call it bound in Jesus' name. Argumentative spirit in the mighty name of Jesus, hate and lust, every detestable spirit. We come here tonight, God, to plead the blood of Jesus over every onslaught of the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will walk upright before you, Lord. That we will walk upright before you. Kele maso kola baba. We bind the spirit of death. Yena korea baba. Remango kula bashiki. We release the spirit of love and joy and peace, long suffering, gentleness and meekness. Nakoshimasiki. We thank you, Lord God, for the joy of the Lord. We thank you, Lord God. Pray the fruits of the Spirit, joy and peace and long suffering and faith, meekness and temperance, righteousness in the Holy Spirit. Sharamakoraba. Sharamakoraba. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight. We break and we bind the head of the snake and we cut it off. Tonight, we break and we bind the head of the snake and we cut it off. The blood of Jesus is on you. We come clean tonight, Lord. We come clean tonight, God. We come clean tonight. Yes, Lord. Every teeth in the enemy's head, we break it out tonight. We break it out tonight. We break it out tonight. They will not use their ugly teeth to bite us anymore. Makoshoko. I come against that thing that want to speak into the hearing and give all kind of lies in the ears in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, there is no fear in you. Fear is of the enemy. My daughter wrote a book on fear. And I urge you tonight, if you're going through serious, serious kind of fear, you should check that book out. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Sonny, you could put the name of the book in the chat. Or maybe even the upload for you to go over on Amazon, how to go about getting it. Tonight, I just want to come and just hear from the Holy Spirit. Just hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. Just hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. You see, the Spirit of God is real. The Spirit of God brings joy. The Spirit of God brings peace. And because of that tonight, I am feeling the peace of God all over me. And then I'm seeing the enemy that brings destruction. And I am here to say tonight, back up and back off. Take your hands off God's children. Whatever the enemy has planned, I ask the Father by the Spirit. He gave me an assignment to pray in the Spirit. So I thought I was going to be praying in the Spirit all night, but I believe the assignment and I pray in the Spirit. And then he's interpreting, he's giving me the interpretation how to go about and how to pray. This is awesome. You have to, if you don't know how to pray in the Spirit, like I said, go sit at the feet of Jesus tonight. Taking everything that he is releasing tonight. Breathe it in. Drink it in like water, like a good cup of tea. Anything that you like to drink, any water type, drink it in. Take it in. Breathe in the essence of the Holy Spirit. That is the cleansing. The Father God said, he is cleansing you. The Father God said he is washing you. He is making you clean and whole again. Step into the river. Step into that river and let him wash you from the inside out. There it goes. There it goes. I can feel the essence of the Holy Spirit and it's coming now. And you can feel the coolness of the breeze. It is like summertime, but it's not really hot. It is like a breeze in the summertime. It's like a place of flour. You're being flourished, but there's a breeze. You're feeling a nice breeze while you're being flourished. You have passed your spring. Now you're in your summer, but in that summer, he is giving you cool. It's like a cool breeze. Sharama. Selekishiki basoto. Remakoshi madende de kata. Sononyanda sido de kata. He has opened up the doors that is like brick walls. It's like it's bracing. It's like a brick wall. And you was trying to push through it. You were trying to push through it. And every time you try to push through it, he said, you would have a brick wall. But he said, I have torn down that wall tonight. Just like, oh my God. You remember when he said, Mr. Govichuk, tear down that wall? That is what he's saying tonight in the spirit. That wall of depression is broken. That wall of depression is torn down. That wall of wants and lack is torn down. You are in here tonight for such a time like this. That wall, put your hand up and receive it in the mighty name of Jesus. If you're not in a place where you can put your hand up, receive it. Receive it anyway. Receive it in the spirit. Receive it. See yourself walking through the door and the door is open and you walk through it. See yourself going in there refreshed. Yero kosama, yero namare, yero koshiki, maloko bay, menene namako labasende ketete. And when you go in, put your hand up and rejoice, because he's saying your redemption has drawn at night. He is saying that the foundation of the earth belongs to you. He has given you everything according to Genesis 1. He said, go back over and get acquainted with Genesis 1. Malabose, remakonde, nenenonama, yemakoreaba, chekelebanzo kolaba. Here's what it says in Genesis. He created man in his own image and likeness. Verse 27, he said, verse 26, he said, God said, let us make man in our own image and likeness and let them have dominion. So the Father God is saying tonight, you have dominion. He is giving you dominion over all things, over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over everything that creeping on the earth, every living thing. He said he gave that to you. And then he said he bless you. He bless you. And there's a scripture where he said for you to multiply. And that scripture talks about, I think it's in Deuteronomy 1 verse 11. A thousandfold. The enemy took, to get it back seven. Well, the Father said, see yourself with a thousandfold tonight. See yourself with your victory tonight. See yourself winning everything that the enemy stole. Yes, God. Yes, yes. Some of you have some money situation. He said he took care of that. He took care of that. Deuteronomy 1, verse 11. No, devil, no, 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 no. No, Satan, no. 1,000. The Lord God, who is your Father, who is speaking to us tonight. He has said, he has released 1,000 times more than you are. And he bless you as he has promised. Lano kosate, you could open up your hand and you could receive that fulfillment of that promise from him. Remember, if you can't lift your hand up, take it by faith. Houses and land and finances, family restoration, husbands and wives getting back together. The marriage bed will not be defiled. If it was defiled before, we command every lying person that's come in and try to detest that marriage bed that is foul, it will not stay connected. It will be broken. What God has placed and put together, no one, no man will come in and try to mess with that marriage bed. Enemy must back off. We call for life to come forth. Life in the mighty name of Jesus. Husband and wife and children to work in according to the word of God. Melekisha Sokoma. I tell you last week, it's a testimony. The person's not here, so I'm going to testify for that person. As a matter of fact, they can't even use Zoom. They don't even come on Zoom, but this is a person that goes around and work in the homes. And she's always gone for a long period of time. So last week, the Spirit of God told me, well, she was on a short-term assignment. And the Spirit of God told me, I think it was last week, Thursday, call her and tell her to pack her bags. Pack your bag, I said to her. I think it was Thanksgiving, and it was because I was in the kitchen cooking. I said, pack your bags. You have a full-time job coming. Pack your bag. And this morning, I got a call from her. Where's my phone? I got a call from her this morning. Let me tell you the time. My phone is broken. I gotta get me a new cover. Let me see if it's in here or did I took it out. Okay, let me see if I have it in here. Kanama Rimakoshe. I must have took it out this morning. But I'm gonna find it because I'm gonna go into her. Because we need to know this, that our God reigns. Our God's control the heavens and the earth. The enemy might look like. Okay, so it's not even in here. But she did call this morning, because this morning is the 27th, and I don't have any. The last time I spoke to her was on the 24th. But she just called this morning and she's in a new job. She started her job because as soon as they call, you have to leave and go on your job. So she's in her full-time job because she said she just called me to let me know. As a matter of fact, when she called me, I said, so did you hear about the job? And she said, that's what I'm calling. Calling to let you know that I'm on my way. That is the God that we serve. The God that we serve is not a man that he should lie. The God that we serve is a God of the supernatural. Let me tell you something. Like I always say, this is not the work of a man, but this is the strategic work of the Holy Spirit. That is why when I'm ministering, I want to hear from the Spirit because I don't know nothing and I have to rely on the Holy Spirit to give me information in my informational box. And my informational box, I just cannot go around talking and saying stuff unless the Holy Spirit give it to me in my box. And once he give it to me in that box, then I release it out of my mouth. And then you see life comes. Just like Genesis 1, he said, let there be light. And there was light. You have to understand that we are a spirit. And we have a soul. And we live in a body. And you have to get so connected. Even though I'm praying in the spirit. You now, if you don't know how to pray in the spirit, you just have to go connect yourself to him. You just have to go see yourself in the spirit realm, sitting at his feet, and he have his hand either in your head or in your hand, because you are his daughter, you are his son, you are his child. There's nothing that he will withhold from us. Shamo koreba. Basinde. The weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, he's saying. But they're mighty through God. For the pulling down of stronghold. And I didn't even know this, but I have this little book right next to me. And it says, the book is by Derek Prince, Pulling Down of Stronghold. And I was not even thinking about it, but I was cleaning out some stuff today while I was studying. And I, as a matter of fact, pick up this book. And I open it and it says, proclamation. What are you proclaiming? You're proclaiming something. And listen to this, God is something else. The power of proclamation is one weapon that the church needs these days. When God called Moses to go to Egypt and deliver the Israelites out of slavery, Moses said, in effect, but God, I don't know anything. And see that? That's what I was talking about. God knows everything. In response to God asks him, what is this in my hand? Moses replied, the shepherd rod. God said to throw it down. So you see, the words coming out of God's mouth, and Moses re is repeating it. He is proclaiming what God is saying. He is opening his mouth. He's prophesying. And that's what we're doing right now. We are speaking the word of God out of our mouth. The word of God brings power. The word of God is dunamis. The word of God is a two-edged sword. The word of God pierces wherever you send it. It will go and it will accomplish what you send it to do. Go and use it, he said to Moses. Go and use the word he's saying to us. How in the world? I just opened this book and it's the same thing. The rod is the word of God. The word of God is the rod of God. What, see the word, see that's the rod. When you speak it and you give it a command, and it has to come to pass. It does not necessarily mean right away, but let me tell you, sit back and watch God and see how God's word. It may be right away, we don't know, but we just don't know. We just trust him and trust his word. That is what it says in Hebrews. If you go over into Hebrews and check out about those people who have faith, even the ones that laugh, Sarah laughed when she heard that said she was going to have a baby. She laughed. But she ended up with her baby. Abraham had gave Sarah a baby in his old age. God promised him. Abraham was went up to kill his son. He know that God was going to provide. The young man said to Abraham, Daddy, how come you're going up and you don't have any thing in your hand? You don't have a ram, nothing. And he said, God will provide. And by him saying that, he looked over and there was a ram that caught in the bushes. Let it be a ram tonight, the word of God, the rod of God. I don't know anything, but God knows everything. Take the Bible out and lay it in your hands. Speak the word of God and it will bring life. Speak the word of God and it will bring life. Let the heavens of God open up. Bring down the high places that's in your life that trying to come in and trying to set up their self like it's God. Those high places become God in your life. What can be some of our high places? Deceit. Greedy, covetousness, lying. Trying to exalt yourself, you have lack, and you're trying to make the lack make it seem like it's so big. No, it's not. You never know how God is going to open up a door for you. Seek him and you will find him. Whatever you need, knock and the doors will be open. As I said, door open, she called him masitine matende. Remango kulaba satona nanana. Ana matiki chuki laba tokona mama ine malito. Ana makishi kinana. Shera mama, I'm looking at the door right now. The door, a door, it's a brown door. Walk through the door. Walk through the door. It's a door of wealth. Walk through that door, say the Lord. Wealth does not necessarily mean money. Wealth means anything that you need at that given time. Walk through the door. Walk through the door. Walk through the door. Walk through the door. Go up to wherever the location is of what you're looking for. If it's money, you walk through the money side. Go up to the door. Go to the money area. If it's a house, you walk through the door. You go to the house area. If it's husband problem or wife problem, you walk through the door and you go to the problem area. Whatever you need, go to that area. It's already provided for you. It is already taken care of for you. The enemy has no power and no authority over you unless you give it to him. He is a defeated foe. He is confused. And what he's trying to do is to come in to try to confuse you. Do not sit back and do not get lax. Do not relax in the enemy's camp. Take down those strongholds. Tear them down. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal. Look for the scripture. Put it up there. I don't have it. I'm not going to look for it. The weapons of your warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. Pull down these strongholds. Pull them down. Oh, Ramakande leba Sunday leba ende. Sherimanga leba Sunday leba Sunday. Oh, Ramanga leba Sunday leba ende. Sherimanga leba Sunday leba ende. Shekende leba Sunday leba. Remangoi. Sekende leba Sunday leba ende. Korambe leba Sunday leba Sanda. Korambe keleba Sunday leba ende. Oh, ke laba sekende leba Sanda. Remango yama. Remango yama. Yende leba yama. Oh, lama sekeleba. Oh, laba sakande leba. Remakunda laba. Ete. The Lord God is with you. The Lord God is opening the door. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he's going to raise up a standard. He said when the enemy comes in, he is going to take them down for you. When the enemy comes in, he's going to smash them for you. He said, don't you know that I have you in my hands? Don't you know I place you at my feet? Don't you know you can come to me at any given time? This is what the Father is saying to me to say to you. I am the Lord your God that heals you. I am the Lord that God who will sustain you. I am the Lord that God that called you out of your mother's womb for a purpose and for a plan. I am the Lord that God. Look no other place. Do not look to the right and do not look to the left. Look to me, saith the Lord God Almighty. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord, and I am sustaining you, saith the Lord. Remako shokore da ba ba ba. Remako shekere de ba ba lo bukunda. Remangola basatere de basiti. Remako shekere basoto. Yes, the master kunde balai. Inemando kolaba. Kinamoseke. When I'm praying in the spirit, I'm getting information. I'm building up myself. Father God, touch every ears, God. Touch them, Lord God. Touch their heart, God. Touch their mind, God. Touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Minister to them, Lord. Melekoshina masete. Lama koshekeleba. Minister, Lord, minister, Lord, minister, Lord, minister, Lord, angel of God, minister, 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 God, minister, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, break every yoke, break every yoke, break every chain, break every confusion, break now, break now, let him walk to God, let them walk to God, the lana mosata, let him walk to a milk and honey, Lord Abosata, Remango Sarabosata, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every false spirit, break it and bind it, put the blood of Jesus in every doorpost, put the blood of Jesus on their mind, put the blood of Jesus on their mouth, put the blood of Jesus on my mouth, put the blood of Jesus on my mind, put the blood of Jesus on my belly, put the blood of Jesus on them, God, open up the windows of heaven, God, pour out a blessing upon them, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let us walk in righteousness, let us walk in holiness, let us walk in goodness, let us walk in peace, let us walk in joy, let us walk in abundance. Oh, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Mamo koshike makende. Glory to God in the highest. 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 Sonny, can you hear me? Because I think something is wrong over here. Can you hear me? Just put the thumbs up if you can hear me. Can you hear me? Lord, I don't know what's going on with this phone. That's what it is when you go into the enemy's camp. That's what it is when you go into the enemy's camp. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Very good. How you doing, baby? Love you. Kira boshate. Kira mako mama likinde. Shira moko da baba ikinda. Sere kitori ya baba laba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Whenever you're doing exploits for him, and whenever you are in the enemy's territory, he's going to want to try and bring in all kind of distraction. But I'm not going to be distraction. I'm not going to be distracted. I'm telling you, when I come on tonight, I see a fire. But it was not necessarily mean it was the fire of the Holy Spirit. It was the enemy bring in a fire to distract. And I start looking at it. And then the Spirit of God start talking. You have to be able to know how to discern. You have to be able to know how to hear. You have to be able to know how to walk in the Spirit. That does not necessarily mean speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues is just a gift to communicate with him. But you need to spend some quiet time with him. Very important. We run around in our busy day. I run around in a busy day. But I have to hear from him. And I have to spend time with him. Tonight, I urge you to spend time with him. He's seeking us. He wants us to spend time. And I repent if I never make spend time with him. From this day forward, I'm spending time with him. I want to hear from him. I want to get close to him. It's not about how many scripture you can quote. It's not about how many people you can pray for. Don't you know the anointing on your life is not for you? The anointing on your life is for somebody else. Don't you know that I have to clean myself up and I have to get myself prepared? Don't you know I have to be able to be in tune with Jesus Christ himself? by the Holy Spirit? Don't you know you have to do the same? The Bible said, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. That's what it says. I have to go to the Father myself. I have to seek his face. I have to seek mercy. I have to hear from him. If I don't do these things, I am a hypocrite. So I have to spend time with him. Every single person who gave their life to Jesus Christ have an assignment. Have an assignment. You have been called. You have been called. You have been called. You have been appointed by the Holy Spirit. You have been called and appointed by the Holy Spirit. Most of what it says in Mark 16, that doesn't mean you have to be in a fivefold ministry. That doesn't mean you have to be in a fivefold ministry. No. No. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise and thanks. I'm going to pray before I come off the line. Touch every single person, Lord. As I close my eyes, I stand in the gap, Lord, for your people. Wash me that I may be able to be clean, that I could come for your people and I could stand before you, and all of us can intercede for each other. I thank you for your blood. I thank you for your Jesus Christ that came on the earth. Because of him, Lord God, because of him, Daddy, because you send him, I have life. And I can have it eternally if I stay close to you. Life is so short and fragile. I mean, 1 minute you're here and the next minute you're not. So I want to be able to live for you and be in your presence. Father God, I thank you for every single person online tonight. Under the sound of my voice, I pray, Lord, that you could minister to them. Minister to them, Lord. Watch over them. Cleanse them and make them whole. When they go to bed tonight, Lord God, let the angels visit them. Give them dreams, Father. The ones that don't know how to dream, give them visions again that they'll be able to dream, God. Let them dream again. And once they start dreaming, Lord, let them write these visions down. Let them write them down, God. Let them write it down, God. Let them write these visions down, God. Father, I thank you. I praise you, Father. You are such a good daddy. So we come tonight and we thank you for tonight. We thank you and we praise you, for the goodness of the Lord is upon us. The goodness of the Lord is upon us. And we are going to taste and see the goodness of him. I want to thank you for being on the call tonight. Thank you. Praise you, God. Thank you, Holy Father. Thank you for your children. Thank you that I was able to come on and to hear what you have to say. And thank you for the ministry of interpretation tonight. That's a gift tonight. Yes. Thank you, Father. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Good night, everyone. Stay faithful. Stay blessed. And just say, Lord, thank you. Mwah. Mwah.